Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed, and I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near, and I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten by truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light. When all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah. Yes, well, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and sisters. Oh, yes, in this precious time, I thank the Most High for his offering unto his people the opportunity to discern all that he has decreed from the beginning unto all that is his complete, total, and perfect peace. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we're back again. Thank the Most High. We're back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel. Hidden Gospel Revealed, and I am your host, Eddie Miab, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So indeed, very thankful to the Most High. So very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity, indeed, to be back with you here again. The Most High has told me that unto his cause I have some very important things for him that I must do. And he told me, my brothers and sisters, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. Yes, indeed. That men, I said I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. Well, time to get down to some very pertinent, important questions, my brothers and sisters. Humanity has been told a multitude of illusions. Everything that men have used as a standard or point of reference up to which they've gather their particular conclusions on many diverse allegiances. Well, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, it has not been a result of man genuinely listening unto the spirit of Yah. Most I told me in the very beginning, he said to me that if a man can believe that a multitude of these contradictions we see in this world are a result of the work of his spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it. And we believe that this is the result of man listening to the tutelage, teaching, the discipline of the Holy Spirit. We see all these differences believe it's after the spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, purity and completion, offering one choice. My brothers and sisters, anybody who can believe such a thing, is not his disciple and cannot be a disciple unto him. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, listen to me and listen to me closely. Messiah said something very powerful. I'm going to explain more of it a bit later. But he said, I make no request for the worldly. Meaning he said, I make no request. I make no petition for those who my brothers and sisters understand what it meant, would seek peace after a multitude of diverse standards. He's saying, I was making no request. I do not petition for mercy upon the worldly. What did he mean by that? Those who had no desire for a reference point. He was saying, my brothers and sisters, he made no request for mercy upon those who would seek another as Savior. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, what this means. We're going to talk more about this later. My brothers and sisters, when he said, I make no request for the worldly, he was saying, I make no request for those who do not seek from the Most High a law. How many understand or will understand this point? Messiah does not, the Most High does not petition against himself. Wise is the soul will begin to understand this. Wise is the soul, my brothers and sisters, that would understand that Messiah's very name declares the Shema, that we should allow nothing after our flesh or nothing after this world in any way, neither armies nor empires nor anything created, to act as an obstacle against discerning the pure, perfect will of Yah, that we all, my brothers and sisters, might be a righteous example unto our brothers, therefore showing forth indeed what is the love of Yah. But my brothers and sisters, many have not even discerned that concept. Yah is love. All that he declared, my brothers and sisters, unto the manifestation and preservation of divine order, of peace, my brothers and sisters, unto one understanding. And whoever would petition for another understanding, my brothers and sisters, not discerning that the word of Yah is from the beginning, the word of Yah is life, light, and love. Whoever will not discern and seek that perfect, pure will. Well, my brothers and sisters, they have not love in their hearts. For whoever would defy, my brothers and sisters, to stand against what the Most High declared from the beginning, as only love to hate, simply by learning to have loved what is a standard far fallen away from what the Most High from the beginning decreed. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters. Messiah said the utmost command of all. Hear, O Israel, the Most High is one. He said you shouldn't worship no other God, nor the standard, nor the rule, nor the king, but he. This was the dispensation of the gospel unto the conversion of the peoples. How many understand, our brothers and sisters, when you call upon the name of Yeshua? Understand the meaning of it. Matthew 1:21. Called his name Yeshua, for he would deliver his people from their sins. How about he would deliver his people from whatever miscreant allegiance, standard, divide and conquer tactic, fallen ideal, hasty conclusion, misallegiance of any kind that would divide his people? Well, understand then, my brothers and sisters, be that the case, how can men swear allegiance in the name of him whom the Most High has sent, and still maintain double-minded thoughts and allegiances, pluralist ideas, compromises, and hypocrisies after the multitude of what? 45,000 denominations that we see in the world today? 280 nations? Whoever discerns, my brothers and sisters, in truth, and what it means to petition or to pray in the name of Messiah, to pray, to praise, to honor the Most High, come forth in his name, The sons, my brothers and sisters, that if they exalt as honorable the standards of another, they have profaned, defiled his name, and their petitions can only be unto their and the failing of others. My brothers and sisters, it's time to understand. For what purpose the Most High sends Messiah? Discerning, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High does nothing. I repeat, he does nothing without good reason. He does nothing, my brothers and sisters, declares nothing that is not an integral part to all that is his plan. He told us, and he told us well, that Israel is to be the light of the world. How many have understood the light of this world, my brothers and sisters, is the full expectation and requirement is contained in the law and the prophets, meaning that all nations must discern the eventuality that declares the one king. And wherever, my brothers and sisters, men have been subject to the agendas of another, well, understand what the scripture means. It says you should not worship any god before him. How about against him? The word before and against in the Hebrew means the same. And my brothers and sisters, no one can be said to be truly for him who stands against his instruction. But his word, my brothers and sisters, declares all that he is. Shall a man seek to usurp and defy divine identity, declaring another, if you will, holiness, another salvation, another deliverance from the misconceits of this world? My brothers and sisters, whoever seeks another has not discerned the promise of the scripture. For the scriptures have declared that true peace in this world would come after none other but that very one whom the Most High himself as an eventuality, a perpetuity of a covenant forever. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it will come only after that one whom the Most High himself has proclaimed. For this reason, as I've said so many times in this show, the early church knew that Messiah would come to a world far fallen away from the truth. He already had warned them that instead of embracing the gospel or embracing the way of the kingdom peace, that the nations, in fact, my brothers and sisters, would viciously, murderously retaliate. Do we not understand, or do we refuse to understand, that the 45,000 denominations that we see in this world and the 280 nations are not the result of man submitting to the knowledge of the truth, not a matter of man hearkening to the Most High for the way of peace? Isaiah 59 has much to say about this. See, in the way of peace, men have known not. All my brothers and sisters, how many of us are ready to understand? The Messiah comes because, what did he say? Psalm 14, he looked upon the sons of men, seeing none righteous, no, not one. None that does good. None that knows to seek Yah. How much more you need to seek Yah beyond the false standards of the leaders? Well, my brothers and sisters, did he not say your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders? How shall man's righteousness exceed that of his leaders, my brothers and sisters, but that he seeks the greater leader? That he seeks the greater truth? But that he seeks, my brothers and sisters, and discerns at last for the whole world would not tell. How many already understand, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High sends Messiah? Shockingly, because according to Isaiah 59, Most High seen no justice, and he was not pleased. Most High says that men, after the multitude of corrupt ways that they've created, look for salvation, discernment, and have not found it. What is man, my brothers and sisters, who would dare to believe that he has atonement, is one reconciliation with the Most High, when in this world of so many diverse ideals, man has for a long time been without a point of reference. Without a point of reference, without a point of reverence. Without a point of reference, my brothers and sisters, man is lost without a shepherd. Not knowing which way to go. Dare men believe that some of everything that men have declared, calling upon the name of the Most High, not having a foundation upon which to know how to revere him? Or dare men say, my brothers and sisters, they find salvation after any one of the standards they claim in this world to be fruitive unto deliverance? The only way there are a multitude of different standards in this world, my brothers and sisters, is that against the gift of the Holy Spirit that teaches all things, men have trusted after a multitude of institutions that do not allow access. If you would trust them, I said, do not allow access, if you would trust them, unto the full fruition of truth, the purity and completion that would compel all, if they are reasonable, to walk perfectly in the will of one. This is a very important, very pertinent question that needs to be asked, my brothers and sisters. Needs to be asked and needs to be answered. Not according to what preserves confusion, but what ends confusion. Wow. For shall men say, my brothers and sisters, the Most High is delighted and pleased? For every standard that men have used to misrepresent his name? So Most High delight, my brothers and sisters, in the multitude of different standards that men have used to profane, defile, denigrate his character? That men believe that a fallen standard is somehow wise? I say, think again. There's a reason why Messiah said such things as, watch out for false prophets. Did you ever ask why he said this? Have we even considered what a false prophet is? Word false, fallen, foolish, deceptive. How about insufficient, seeming to be enough? Fleshly, my brothers and sisters, foolish. Vibration of the same letters. Recurring. Yes, in so many ways, recurring again and again. How many have understood the definition of what is a false prophet? We've looked at the word false. What about looking at the word prophet? Did you hear my brothers and sisters? What about entertaining, considering the word prophet? Many times in Scripture, when you hear the word prophet, it doesn't necessarily relate to an individual. Sometimes it relates, my brothers and sisters, to a message. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? Sometimes it relates to a message, a testimony. It even relates, my brothers and sisters, sometimes to an inclination, spirit, will. So understand, when he said, watch out for false prophets, what was Messiah really saying? There's a need to overcome, to see beyond, my brothers and sisters, every standard then that would divide the people to consider themselves wise after less than what the Most High himself requires. For if every man sees himself justified after any lesser standard, dare men say that they have agreement with the Most High unto peace? Dare men say the Most High has not agreed with himself, that he has been changeable, and that he is not the Word? Are the words that must be remembered forever from the beginning? He said Messiah is the Word from the beginning. My brothers and sisters didn't talk about the idea about there being a quote-unquote forgetfulness. He didn't say a word that came after the beginning was life. He didn't say that any variant standard, my brothers and sisters, deviated away from what the Most High declared from the beginning was a covenant, nor did he say it was a promise. But my brothers and sisters, the very name of the Most High declares that he would be true to all his word. I said he would be true to all his word. Blessed are they who will understand this. And against this truth, they will not turn back. Against the realization of this truth, they will not turn back. When they are granted opportunity, my brothers and sisters, to see the reality. For the words of Yah, the very meaning of the word, Hebrew word, one of the meaning of the Hebrew words is Devarim. And my brothers and sisters, you must understand what that means. It means that there is a standard. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? It means that there is a standard. Did you hear me? And there's a standard, my brothers and sisters, the Most High decreed. There must be the remembrance in the hearts and the minds of the people even forever. Blessed are they who will understand this, my brothers and sisters. And blessed are they who, when they understand this, will not turn back from this reasoning. The scriptures tell us well, the man sinned willfully. How about turns back from the knowledge of the truth once it is attained? Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? If a man turns back, Most High has said that he will have no delight. I said he was said he will have no delight in him. Blessed are they who will discern this truth. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will not forget. Blessed are they who will be. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Blessed are they who will be found worthy. And that they will preserve. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? And that they will preserve the wisdom the Most High grants. Because they know the wisdom the Most High gives is life unto all subsequent generations. Messiah said, watch out for false prophets. There must have been a reason. Most High does nothing without reason. It's because, my brothers and sisters, that a false fallen testimony cannot be peace. A false fallen testimony cannot be harmony, cannot be life. Shall the very definition of life be defined by controversy and contradictions? Absolutely not. Shall the definition of life be changed? So the expectations the Most High has for this world, shall they change according to the designs of men? Absolutely not. But I find it amazing. We live in a strange society today. I say we live in a very strange society today. Many talk about the idea about the coming of Messiah, but they haven't thought about the idea or considered fully why he comes. I want you to ask you this question, my brothers and sisters. He said, watch out for false prophets. What's a false prophet? Spoke a little bit about that just a moment ago. Dare we say that under so-called American independence, giving license to whatever the people will be convinced by to desire as an ideal, Dare we say, my brothers and sisters, after all these variant doctrines, testimonies, deceptions, ideals, that there are no false prophets under America's, if you will, or any polytheist systems in so-called independence, lawlessness, and calling it the grace or the gift of Yah? My brothers and sisters, how many of us are ready to understand the gift of Yah, the grace of Yah, the mercy of Yah, that there might be a reference point, that men be not lost, that they be shown instruction, that they have a shepherd to show them the way? The law of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is a gift of Yah. And to understand this, sometimes we need to sit back and talk about how the Torah, the law, is Todah. sometime we do need to speak about this. The Resh and the Dalet, similarity. Most High told me the greatest gift he can give, grace he can give, mercy he can give, favor he can give, is a law. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it's a law. After which his people might learn with a point of reference, for reverence, praise, do honor, cooperate, love, and trust. It's time we discern the reality, my brothers and sisters. Truths that have been hidden for ages. But some of the biggest lies have been told to hide the greatest truths. It says, some of the biggest lies have been told to hide the greatest truths. In a polytheist society wherein men seek to preserve those ideas that confuse the hearts of men, not to realize nor desire the reality, when men seek to preserve a multitude of corrupt standards, blinding and divisive agendas, there are those, when you start talking about keeping the law of the Most High, they say, preach love, brother. My brothers and sisters, the only law that is lawful, the only law that brings forth order, the only law that is true, is the law of the Most High. Shall men then love a lie, my brothers and sisters, and say they are wise unto preservation, wise unto being kept safe, wise, my brothers and sisters, unto oneness with the Most High, wise after a multitude of divisive standards, after the will of one? I say, my brothers and sisters, though men have presumed much, time has come to think again. Wisdom, my brothers and sisters, wisdom. What the Most High tell me concerning wisdom? It said, my brothers and sisters, men have drawn a lot of hasty conclusions. But it said, men considering themselves wise, not considering all that he has decreed. Quite frankly, that's not wisdom at all. Messiah said that according to the scriptures, he said that your rights must exceed whoever it is that denies any part of the law of the prophets, else you should not enter the kingdom of Yah, should not be proved or confirmed steadfast unto the collective conscience that will render peace and agreement, harmony, eternal among his people. Scriptures in Acts 3:18-23 says he comes for the restitution, the reformation, restoration of all things, according to all spoken by the holy prophets since world began. Whoever would not hearken to that collective testimony, said we're not, let's just say, would be cut off from among the people. Well, my brothers and sisters, dare men say that under institutions that would deny them the knowledge of the truth, deny them access to the greater wisdom Most High declared from the beginning, that they are delivered, while preserving only standards, my brothers and sisters, which after which if men remain prideful, they can never become fruitive under purpose. But the greater wisdom, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, in the last days must be brought to remembrance. But there are those who refuse to know this, because to say that there's a need to bring these things to remembrance is to realize that they are very pertinent truths necessary unto salvation, that humanity, quite frankly, has forgotten. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, the way of the kingdom of Yah, the way of one. What then are these multitude of polytheist regimes? Impure, imperfect, partial, polluted ideals. What are they, my brothers and sisters? Since they shall not enter the kingdom of Yah, and no polluted idea standard shall enter the kingdom of Yah, what should be the quest of each soul but to petition the Most High for discretion? And be that they are not, my brothers and sisters, found polluted after the mandates and ideals of a lie. Yes, my brothers and sisters, man has learned how not to lie. In the book of Zephaniah says, the remnant of Israel who follow Messiah will speak no lies, do no iniquity. No deceit found in their mouths. If men, my brothers and sisters, have been able to deliver themselves from the misconceit to seem wise after their own conceits, Isaiah 44:20. Talk about man has not discerned how in his right hand what he's trusted has been falsehood. So Messiah himself must come to prove the wisdom or what men have called wise to be foolishness. Messiah must himself come to lead his people. Lead his people as a shepherd. In Zechariah 10, talks about the Most High has not been pleased because he looked upon his people and saw among them no shepherd. It's time we wake up, my brothers and sisters. The world, though many may call upon the name of Yeshua, not realizing that in so do they must seek to honor no other. Many have called upon that name, or called upon the counterfeit which men have decreed, after allegiances to many whose only agenda is to preserve their pulpits and thrones, and never for the healing of the world or the reconciliation of a people, and all oath to such false testifiers, false rulers. My brothers and sisters, can only be unto the damnation of man, because it is definitely not sufficient for man to awaken purely and completely under the will of one. Messiah comes, my brothers and sisters, because according to Isaiah 42, it says, I shall wait for his law. Isaiah 59:19, he should lift up a standard against the enemies who would stand against those who would turn toward righteousness. Isaiah 59:19-21, in a world that has forgotten the way of peace. Isaiah 49:22-23, I will lift my hand to the Gentiles, all the nations. I will set my standard to the peoples. He comes to establish a standard, my brothers and sisters, but who of the leaders compel you to love if they tell you that you can only, that the grace of Yah, the favor of Yah, that you are released from, have no obligation unto, divine law? My brothers and sisters, I tell you now that they did this, that you despise the will of Yah, feel that you have a right unto an argument, despising the will of Yah, acting as devil's advocates, after those who would pervert the grace, the favor, and the love of Yah, the gift of Yah, that you trust in those who offer wolf tickets. In fact, they are the wolves. Jude said that they pervert the grace of Yah after their own licentiousness. How about their own lawlessness, according to their own standards? Scripture says all such trust in this fallen state is unbelief, and the Most High destroys those who, once he grants them an opportunity, they do not believe. Or dare a man say, my brothers and sisters, that if man does not attain to belief, or does not attain to the right understanding, dare men say, my brothers and sisters, they are delivered for never knowing the truth? Dare men say it's the grace of Yah, the favor of Yah, the mercy of Yah, that men remain dark in the darkness, never discerning between darkness and light, between good and evil, between what is the pure, perfect will of Yah, and what is some man's convincing depravity? Do people dare to believe that a man is righteous before the Most High simply because he is convincing before men? Have men forgotten that the Most High has already declared a standard from the beginning? That my brothers and sisters, that no man is justified because he is deceived, and no man is righteous before the Most High because he deceives his brother against the law and the prophets. Isaiah, my brothers and sisters, 9:16. Leaders of these people have caused them to err, and those who are led of them are destroyed. 2 Thessalonians 2, those who believe lies are damned. How about those who believe false expectations? Besides, said, watch out for false prophets. It's the reason why he said it, because those who stand upon a false foundation, when the great rebuke of his word is brought to bear, they shall not be able to stand. For the word of the Most High, our brothers and sisters, will rebuke and prove foolish the misconceits that have held men in captivity. Woe then to those who choose to believe, my brothers and sisters, when offered the opportunity under reason, but still choose to believe a false word. Messiah comes because Yah, my brothers and sisters, has a standard that he would have raised, that all the masses of the world might see it. What does it say in Isaiah 40 is that everyone see eye to eye what is glory, what is the glory, what is honorable before the Most High. And he even said the one who would declare that standard, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 41, the king, the ruler of the earth, should be dust before the sword of his word. I said dust before the sword of a word, and driven store of stubble before his bow, the accuracy of his testimony. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, the word of Yah is living and sharper than a two-edged sword. It is an abiding testimony that endures forever, that discerns the intents of the heart, whether man will be true to that which the Most High declared as the word of life from the beginning or not. It discerns, my brothers and sisters, who will serve Yah and who will serve him not, who will be true to his instructions and who will not. For many of them who believe because the rulers seem to be well set up, it said in Malachi 3:13, because they believe the rules are well set up, they must be the blessed of the Most High. My brothers and sisters, the wicked are well set up. Realize the Most High already has a plan. It says you should discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked in the day that the wicked should be, or the lawless. Those who don't seek the fullness of his law should be ashes under the soles of the righteous, soles of the feet of the righteous, and the day that he shall do that which he has decreed. For the Son of Righteousness, my brothers and sisters, shall arise. The light shall arise, my brothers and sisters, that the whole world is sought to obscure. The light that it will expose so much of what men call light to be darkness. My brothers and sisters, that one who will reveal again, according to the scriptures in 1 Corinthians 4:5, all that men have not considered. That one, my brothers and sisters, was help man to discern again how to praise Yah beyond all the misconceits, beyond all the misguidance, beyond every standard that's called false standards to compel men not to seek greater truth. For as the Most High said, he considers abomination everything that is proud. Those who are prideful of heart, will they take instruction? Those who are prideful of heart, would they be willing to quickly accept divine discipline and rebuke when it is necessary that the negative be eradicated the soul might live. There's a reason why he said the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek. For the most time, my brothers and sisters desire for people whose hearts he can mold after his character. But the prideful mind and heart, so many times my brothers and sisters would rather believe deceit, believe irrationality, and believe that they are deceived. For there are many who will contend as devil's advocates for mess and insanity, for the preservation of mess and insanity's sake. And after such as this, my brothers and sisters, the day comes when the Most High, as he has already said, will no longer show any more patience. Who will understand, my brothers and sisters, the day of judgment, the day of salvation? Because we'll bring in the sense of discretion that for a long time the world has not known. The sign comes, my brothers and sisters, because Yah is not defined by men's vanities. He said he changes not. He comes, my brothers and sisters, because man needs an ensign, a guide. Isaiah 11, he says he will send him forth as an ensign to the nations. Isaiah 5:26 says the same. To call forth his people from what must be the misguidance or the lack of guidance that has been the rulers, the false discipline of the nations. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, will not understand that the nations of this world sought to hide the gospel? The nations of this world have sought to hide the truth of the kingdom of Yah, which must overcome all the kingdoms of the world. Daniel 2:44, the Most High shall establish a kingdom that shall break in pieces all of the kingdoms, and that kingdom shall endure forever. For that kingdom, my brothers and sisters, shall come to be materialized in this world after the word, the dominant word of a king. My brothers and sisters, and I dare to tell you that none of your kings among the nations, after what men have trusted, none of them are that king. Messiah said, I make no request for the worldling. I make no request then, petition for no mercy upon those who would not receive his word. What are you saying? Yohanan 17:8-9 said, I made no request for the world, but he said, but for them who would receive, accept. How about my brothers and sisters, perceive and obey his word? But shall he make petitions, my brothers and sisters, who are for them who will always deny the truth? We have no desire, my brothers and sisters, to realize truly what it meant. When the scripture says in Psalm 24, the earth belongs to Yah, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. What about, my brothers and sisters, of like that king who would not compel men to swear allegiance unto vanity, nor swear deceitfully? That according to Isaiah 66, when they swear upon the name of the Most High, they shall swear after the name of the Yah, a holy one of truth. In the days the Most High said he would declare an heir and an inheritor of his mountains, his all the nations of the world, that they might be governed true to him. And Yah has told me directly that no one has the right to rule but after his rule. Everything else, my brothers and sisters, then is just wrong. Time to understand. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says, in the last days, it's come to pass that all those who call upon the name of the Most High should be delivered. How many have understood the meaning? Most High, when he calls, my brothers and sisters, grants man a reference point upon which to grow. So man say that because some man set up a church upon a foundation that is not that which the Messiah declared, and say that they can, upon that foundation, they might still yet grow stably under fruition. Messiah said, upon this rock I build my church. But what is that rock? It is a rock solid foundation, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah comes to expose all the rulers of this earth as far from the righteousness of Yah. For he did not say that the foundation was belief in a polytheist concept of a savior. After all the variant testimonies, spirits, ideals, anointing, orientations of the various nations, Messiah comes, my brothers and sisters, to absolve his people beyond all these misconceits. What he really said, my brothers and sisters, is if you believe that he is the Kurdi, you have an opportunity to be delivered from those, my brothers and sisters, from those whom the Messiah comes to deliver you from. He said, if you're his disciples, you would know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Well, how is it? And many have said they are his disciples, but these truths they have not known, haven't even realized the need for discretion. Sad thing that we live in a world that people haven't even realized that to be vessels unto the Most High, they must gain discretion. And discretion, my brothers and sisters, what is good versus evil demands. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it demands a law. Most High says all he loves, he rebukes. He disciplines. If you, without that discipline, you're a bastard and not a son. Realize, my brothers and sisters, that the mercy and the favor of the Most High must be that he grants his people the knowledge of his law. If you ask for peace, my brothers and sisters, realize you must be also asking for the lawgiver. And yes, also his law by which all his people might be regathered. If you ask for peace, my brothers and sisters, you're asking for a law. Law and order. Shall men believe that lawlessness is something other than chaos, confusion? Dare men believe that lawlessness has harmony, atonement, at oneness, and oneness with the Most High? Brothers and sisters, the day of atonement, day of Yom Teruah, come to call his people unto the mind of one. Blessed are they then, my brothers and sisters, will understand what I meant when I said that the Torah, the law, is Torah, something for which we should be utmost thankful. Blessed are they who will understand this. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will not turn back. Blessed are they who will discern what the Most High has decreed from the beginning as an eternal standard. For without the eternal standard, my brothers and sisters, dare men say that without that which is eternal, invested deep in the soul, that he still yet shall have life? Or that another testimony, since we are the living testimonies, dare we say that another testimony against his own shall live? We have to seek the people of Yah, my brothers and sisters, for that is what it means to say that Yah is one. He is in everything as he is and will be worshipped only as he is. He is as he is, and there's nothing that he is not. Blessed are they then, my brothers and sisters, who realize the maturity, the hope of maturity in that conscience, is only by the mercy of Yah, by the favor of Yah. For no man imagines such glory after the mere flesh. No people should be made one before the Most High after their flesh, or after what seems wise to them individually. Yah declared a standard from the beginning. And he said, this is the Devarim. These are the words of the Most High that we are commanded that we should never have ever forgotten. Isaiah 48. Oh, that you kept, remembered my commandments, then your peace would have been as a river, and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. Why else did the Most High give his instructions as law? But that there might be an eternal peace. Man, considering himself wise after a fallen standard, something less. Imagining himself wise, drawing hasty conclusions. In his ignorance, and seeking to uphold such as this, have upheld the designs of devils. And when they tell you that you don't need a law, what else can you be, my brothers and sisters, but deviant and incomplete? Dare men believe that another standard, aside from that which the Most High declared, my brothers and sisters, shall be called justice? So we say that the Most High is anything else but robbed according to the standard of another. Many have been turned aside from the Most High, whose change is not. But they've been turned aside from his ordinances. And after such misruling authority. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters. Whole nations. Yeah, even whole nations have been robbed. So the offering, the Most High, clear from the beginning, that said that unto him must become in all things acceptable. Blessed are they who will understand it. Blessed are they who will seek the Most High to realize the Messiah comes according to Malachi to restore righteousness, all that the Most High has required, and the knowledge of it, the expectation of it, as of old, as in former years. That's not a new covenant, my brothers and sisters, that's the restoration of one. Book of Jeremiah talks about what they call a new covenant. I'm just going to say this quickly. And he talks about gathering his people from the midst of all the nations. Must mean what the men, but men have had after partial standing among the nations is not a covenant. The varied allegiance after which our people have been misled are not a covenant. So he said he'll ultimately restore the covenant he made with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, bringing all his people again as one. And he will teach his kingdom law upon the minds and hearts that men be his people. Damn him, I believe, my brothers and sisters, that the rule of other nations, strangers to the commonwealth of Israel, and the covenants of the promise, unwilling to allow the Most High to make them the good works which he foreordained. Read Ephesians 2 through 4. Shall men believe what is estranged from the knowledge of the full fruition, the sure measure and stature of Messiah? Men trusting after other standards. Shall men say this is still an agreement? Yes, my brothers and sisters, I did not say, I want you to understand, I did not say that men understand all things in this time. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, you have to get a foundation strong enough so that when the Messiah does come to reveal his truth, that you're ready to agree with him. He said, whoever will not hearken to his cumulative testimony, Acts 3:18-23, will not be counted, but will be cut off from among his people because they refuse his law. And his law is everything that it is upon the minds and hearts. He said, if you break one law, you get to have the whole law. The law is the collective of all that he has said. Blessed are they then who will. Seeking all things to understand. As the Most High told me, if you can believe a multitude of contradictions, controversy. If you can believe that such as this is the result of man hearkening and listening diligently to the Holy Spirit. He cannot be made a disciple under Yah. Messiah said, I make no request for the world. And how about those then, my brothers and sisters, who call themselves wise after worldly misdiscipline? He said he made a petition for those who would believe, who would accept his word, saved by grace his mercy. Made whole. Made safe. By the mercy the Most High gives. By faith. Even that salvation that he offers, my brothers and sisters, is not after the conceits, the fallen standards, the misdeeds of men. For men believe that they can create their own deliverance. After the idols that they have made, some man turn around and holler about and say, okay, I created a church. My brothers and sisters, is that church upon the same foundation that Messiah comes to expose all worldliness? That he will make no petition for those who seek to preserve the corruptions, the irrationalities of this world? That they built the church upon the foundation of understanding that no man should speak concerning the Most High who was not first spoken to. Dare men say, my brothers and sisters, they are justified because they called upon a name, a title whose principles they never knew and never respected? Yah says he is as he is and he is one. Meaning that no man's faulty testimony, my brothers and sisters, does he respect as his own. Therefore, men who have called themselves deliverers of the word of Yah, who have taught the testimony of another, my brothers and sisters, accounted again as doing what devils do to mislead the people. And my brothers and sisters, I dare say, whoever would mislead the people not to discern the will of the Most High, fall into that category of those who would seek to substantiate what the Most High told me could never be called wise, because he told me every lie, every hasty conclusion, not giving consideration of all that he had declared. He said it's not wisdom at all. To know what is said and not know why it is said is missed the point. Well, a lot of times pastors do go forth and preach sometimes word for scripture, but they teach the things out of context. Like when the scripture says, not under the law by grace, it means not under the false rule of man. Because the Most High, by his grace and mercy, has shown you his law. What else do you think is grace and truth? What do you think is grace unto the knowledge of Yah? The nations already have the truth? Do they already have the knowledge? The scripture says, the Messiah is coming, the isles shall wait for his law. Do you think, my brothers and sisters, his law is mutually exclusive against knowledge and truth? That his law, my brothers and sisters, is not a kindness, a grace? Do you think the man can conform to finally be at peace according to the rule of another? The Most High told me the greatest gift that he and he alone can give is a law after which men should be made to conform, to love, trust, and cooperate. Man and the multitude of his misallegiances and selfish ambitions could never accomplish this. For again, my brothers and sisters, discerning the perfect character of the Most High under the kingdom with which he is pleased, is not after the imaginations of men. And men will soon discern the Messiah and the Most High as he is. The question then is, will they love him still? Are they found to have loved a deviation, something in departure from what from the beginning the Most High declared is eternal? The question, my brothers and sisters, must be asked. The question must be answered. The Most High will have a people reconciled unto himself. He said 2/3 of human masses will perish, because most of my brothers and sisters, after their rulers, were never prepared for what the Most High said from the beginning must come to pass. For the ancients always understood that the judgment is a day of divine wrath, when the Most High will tolerate insanity, irrationality, injustice for injustice's sake no more. A time when he will tolerate the deception no more. That's why it says Blessed are they who hearken to him. Blessed they who put their trust in him. Against all the self-righteous agendas of man, he said, come, let us reason together. How about reason beyond all the false rulers of this world? Come, let us reason together. Though your sins, though your allegiances to so many different diverse forms of misrule has shed much blood. He said, my brothers and sisters, that man would have an opportunity to be forgiven if he turns toward reason, turns toward righteousness. But if he refuses and chooses to rebel, to preserve, my brothers and sisters, which can never be peace, that man himself, who has sought to live by the sword, a false word, shall also perish by the sword. And this, he said, is the patience and faith, the expectation of the saints. What is then the expectation of our brothers and sisters of the demonic and the possessed soul? But the preservation of a crooked, foolish, indiscriminate word? Is it then, my brothers and sisters, the desire of the wicked? That they preserve what has kept men in bondage and captivity? To preserve an indiscriminate word, my brothers and sisters, whereby men have called themselves wise, only knowing the ways of foolish men? Let the light shine, my brothers and sisters. The truth of the matter is the only way man survives is he must become a partaker of it. Why is the Messiah called? I want you to think about it. The awaited one. Him for whom you should be waiting. Him for whom you should seek. If amidst so much confusion, men are already confirmed. Already kind of steadfast. Already saved. What? Already having discerned beyond all infirmity? Scripture says Messiah will restore righteousness as of old. He will show man that he is not wise calling evil good and good evil. Defacing and defiling the name, the title, the standard of the Most High. Calling evil good and good evil. He didn't say that any such as this, my brothers and sisters, would be justified. In fact, he said, be a swift witness against those who declare such false testimony. And cause me and my brothers and sisters to swear deceitfully. Read Malachi 3rd chapter and understand. He said, all those who are partial in the law shall be humiliated. Some of those, my brothers and sisters, are the sealing words of the earlier testimony. Well, my brothers and sisters, the same thing is said in so many ways in the book of Revelation, 22nd chapter, for those who will understand it, because he said no one is welcome who would add or take away from these words. Blessed are they then, my brothers and sisters, who know to seek these words, that their example be a misexample unto the destruction of no one. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we understand that misrepresentation is confusion. And the scripture says plainly that Messiah comes to destroy this Babylon. He comes to destroy this misrepresentation. And how should men, my brothers and sisters, represent one whom or whose testimony they neither love nor know? There's a lot of things I could talk to you about, my brothers and sisters. I'm a website, hiddengospel.com. There's an article there called The Secret City Prophecies. Why have men not known the cumulative measure of even what's contained there? Though I could actually tell you that now, since the time I wrote that article, I could probably tell you a billion more things about every topic there than it was at the time I wrote it. Article there called Early Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectation. I can say the same regarding that article, too, and this time. How is it, my brothers and sisters, men have been his disciples under his discipline, that so many of these truths they have not known? Shall they say they were free unto all truth and after the parameters of institutionalities that have forsworn to never teach these things? I say it again. One scripture says to humanity in Isaiah 35 has been blinded for so long. It says a Savior is coming to save you. A Savior is coming to save you. Say, then shall the blind eyes be opened and the deaf ears unstopped. Dare men say, my brothers and sisters, I said dare men say, or even begin to believe, that they shall see out of eyes that the Most High himself is not open. All scripture relates, my brothers and sisters, a serious need for a raising of conscience, a reconciliation on the part of mankind in seeking everything the Most High has declared from the beginning, meaning that man must come to the remembrance of all that he has forgotten. Every precept of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that he once knew, he must recall. How else shall all those, my brothers and sisters, who have been called fruitive, be upon one page? Messiah comes, my brothers and sisters, to declare the fruition of all that testimony. Scripture says all the prophets spoke by the spirit of Messiah that was in them. You think, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah does not understand the reasoning for the words? I tell you what the Most High told me again. To know what's said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. And the word of Yah is to be a lamp unto the feet. Not that men should be misguided. But I dare tell you, my brothers and sisters, the word of the Most High, just like men claiming to, in so many cases, claiming to know his name. My brothers and sisters, if someone knows your name, according to the testimony and the vantage point of others who may not understand the real whys and wherefores of your actions and deeds. Shall it be said because they know your name that they know you? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Many use the name of Yeshua across thousands and thousands of denominations. But if you would get them together, they don't agree. The question I ask then, do they know him? Messiah comes, my brothers and sisters, with the title of honor, with the name of the Most High to reveal what indeed is divine honor and glory. And my brothers and sisters, in that day the Most High will take his name back, and the only ones allowed to possess it or even a reasonable facsimile supposedly thereof is those who will prove that they will be true to him. We are warned not to take or swear by the holy name after the vanities or any short-sighted standard of another. Let's be in deceptive, my brothers and sisters, and counted among the deceived. We are found inviolable and not worthy to be preserved. I thank the Most High, my brothers and sisters, he reveals himself in his time to those whom he will. Messiah offered vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and verily he was heard because of the greatness of his reverence and fear. How many of my brothers and sisters understand the Most High enough to know that he will not uphold any standard, my brothers and sisters, any contract that is not administratively his own? Time you understand the real. Time you manage to stop playing these games. Everybody says they want the Messiah to come, but all the scripture in Isaiah 5th chapter says, woe to those who are prudent and wise in their own sight. Yeah, the pastors turn around and tell you, say, hey, you are under them. So Messiah comes just simply to take them away. Isaiah 59 says Messiah ultimately comes because the Most High is not pleased with anyone. And yes, my brothers and sisters, even the one whom the Most High himself would be pleased with to be a guide to render his law to the nations. Read Isaiah 55, 51 through 5. Why, when I came, was there no man, and I spoke, was there none to answer? There was no power to deliver, but behold, in my rebuke, I dry up the seas. I make the rivers a wilderness because there's no water. I make the fish stink because there's no water. Morning by morning, the Most High has caused my ears to hear the teaching, and I'm not turned back to rebellious way. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters? Scripture says you must hearken the Most High lest you fall from His grace. How many of my brothers and sisters have been set on the path because they would not believe when the greater truth was told, they fell away? The Most High said that they receive a prize for being amongst the also-ran, who, if the greater truth were told to them, they would rebel. Messiah, my brothers and sisters, comes like another Abraham, if you will, but he was well before Abraham. For in hearing the Most High, my brothers and sisters, he will not turn back. That is the precious gift and promise of Yah. Blessed are they who will understand it. The Most High has already forsworn one by name and title that he said with my brothers and sisters he could call a faithful ally. A faithful ally, my brothers and sisters, taught the word of Yah, know what it is to be with Yah and true to Yah, that others also might know. That is the promise of Yah. How many of my brothers and sisters will understand there's a need for one to come such as this, because the world needs a standard. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the world is in need of a law. Why is he awaited if his words in the hearts of men were already present? Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, strange society. A lot of folks haven't understand that some of the biggest devils and some of the biggest rulers. So that's one of their prizes for, one of the devil's prizes for being convincing. Sad, my brothers and sisters, the men have not understood. Crazy society. It's in the nation of, for, and by the people. But with all the people, my brothers and sisters fall after so much foolishness they have followed, they knew it was unto their destruction. Strange society, political in nature. Isaiah 41 talks about the idea that men have exalted those they have elected, but the Most High has an elect one. Who should men, my brothers and sisters, say, or what should men say of the Supreme Court? For a long time, men have wrought havoc against those who were turned toward righteousness. As if they have a suit or filed a claim against those who were turned toward righteousness. Well, my brothers and sisters, for righteousness' sake, the Most High of declare a suit to sue those of brothers and sisters who defy his righteousness. And the day must come, my brothers and sisters, that men must discern what indeed is truly be called the Supreme Court. And it's not something, my brothers and sisters, in Washington or Maryland. It's time to wake up past the illusion. Strange, though, my brothers and sisters, like I said, those are most convincing, the adversary, even if the words they declare is not true, he offers them prize of being rulers in this world. And in this crazy world, my brothers and sisters, that so often consider themselves wise without considering all things, if you can be convincing enough, you can be a ruler, you can rule, you can be a president, you can be a king. What? To preserve the status quo, preserve polytheist ideals and regimes, to preserve resistance against the will of Yah and men being proud enough to say they are complete, ready to be preserved of themselves. It's sad how many of my brothers and sisters have been like sheep, wanting to be led, wanting a leader. Not because they want what is right, because if someone is convinced and they want something to advocate for their ideals, whether right or wrong. Some folks have wanted a leader, my brothers and sisters, because they can want someone to blame. A scapegoat. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, scapegoats, those who would be scapegoats, to have influence over the resources of the people have been many, all lined up. The question men should ask is, the leader they ask for, is he guided to the Most High? Is it true to the Shema that you should have nothing of your flesh or your desires or designs that will stand against seeking the full, perfect will of the One and His sovereignty? If me and my brothers and sisters realize the consequences of not taking all things the Most High has said into consideration, have they discerned the cost of co-participation and so much negligence? Most High is looking for disciples, my brothers and sisters, good students. And good students, my brothers and sisters, you don't have to tell the study. You don't have to tell my brothers and sisters them to seek the truth or seek what is wise. They will do so because it's wise to do so. That they not mislead anyone if they indeed love the truth. But Yah has got no respect in a society that does not compel men to seek and discern righteousness. And yet me and my brothers and sisters in an irreverent world without a reference point has dared to say that they were delivered, that they were guided and not lost. Most High is pleased, displeased, my brother, because he says Isaiah 59, because he sees no justice. So he sends one who will put upon himself the whole armor of Yah to establish a standard against all those who defy the hope of righteousness. And blessed are they who seek after him, that his words remain in their heart forever. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Miah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. In this blessed time, we call Shabbat unto all his will. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening. Check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. HIDDENGOSPEL. I tell you, there's so much there. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, there are many implications on it all. And I dare say that none who would refuse to seek these things should be called wise, because you need everything that is there. And still yet, my brothers and sisters, implications upon these things, so much more. Who will discern it in this now very, very precious and critical time? The Holy Feast of the Most High approach. Wisdom, my brothers and sisters, let him blow on the trumpet to discern how to declare to man his iniquity and the Yaakov his sin. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that will be able to declare the way of righteousness, to remove every obstacle? The way of light go forth speedily in the mind. The man discerning, my brothers and sisters, the genuine reason wherefore in the architecture of the kingdom, the ways of the kingdom, should be accounted amongst those who shall help to steadfastly be built it. Hear these words of my brothers and sisters. The Most High told me they are precious, very precious. They are rare. But they're only for the most humble and diligent. So I pray for the opening of the eyes. Shall another pray, my brothers and sisters, that they remain closed, but still be counted faithful and wise. You pray in the name of Yeshua, some of you say. You pray that there be no obstacle against the opening then. The eyes against the, you pray there be no, your act is an obstacle against the opening of the ears. You pray that all come to discern beyond all worldly misallegiances the will of One.